All right. Would like for you now to take a deep breath in, filling yourself all the way to the pelvic floor and allowing that breath to energize you, and imagining as you exhale that that exhale is carrying with it all the tension and stress of the day. So breathing in, breathing out. Breathing in. Breathing out. And you could, if you'd like, on the out breath, to put a little energy behind that out breath. Breathing in, breathing out. Breathing in. Breathing out. And finding now your center. Center of your physical body. And imagining that center dividing itself into two centers, one slightly below the center and one slightly above the center. And these two centers, your will center, that center just above the navel, and the other, your heart center, and there's a third center we'd like to bring to your attention. And that is your Ajna center. That center that's just above and in the middle of your eyebrows. We're going to deal with these three centers in our soul alignment. Your will center, your heart center, and your head center. But before we start to energize these centers, would like for you to take a moment, starting at the top of your head, just above that circle of energy and light, and letting that light come down into your head, lighting up touches. And it's slowly moving down through your head. And you may notice a pillar of light, that this light is sliding down. Very slowly moving through your head and taking with it any tenseness, any constriction, any part of you that's holding on, just letting go as this beautiful white light descends down a pillar of rainbow white light. The light moving down through your neck, causing all the muscles in your neck to release and relax. Moving now to the base of the throat and the energy center there at the throat lighting up. And this beautiful disc of light keeps moving down the pillar of rainbow white light, down past your shoulders, bringing with it that deep sense of relaxation. All the muscles relaxing. Down to your high heart center, feeling that center lighting up, feeling its energy, the force of love moving through you. And the disc continues to descend into the main heart center and energizing that. Feeling the energy of love beginning to radiate outward from you and lighting up every cell and atom within you. Moving slowly down the torso to the will center and allowing that center to slowly light up and feeling that center opening up to receive divine will. It is, instead of being an active outward force, it is experiencing its polarity of receptivity and openness. No pushing allowed. Slowly moving down that pole to the second chakra, sacral chakra, and allowing that disc of light to untangle any and all threads radiating from that center. Moving down the pillar of rainbow white light, the disc of beautiful white light, and into the base center, at the base of the body, the floor, the pelvis, and allowing that center to receive this purifying, energizing combination of light, rainbow white light, and the translucent, transparent white light. Allowing it, opening to receive this energy, this spiritual energy, into the very fiber of your being. And now, opening your mind, your heart, and your will to receive the sacred words of soul alignment, knowing that the we is all of the sub-personalities that exist within you, as well as you, the coordinating personality who creates a unity out of all those sub-personalities, and all the beings, not just human beings, but all beings, and the soul of all beings, that we. So taking the many we's, combining them in your awareness, we have one will. Our will is divine will. And thinking about your will center and opening your will center to receive divine will, the will to be divine. Our will is divine will. Just allow that idea, that concept, into your mind and your heart, where your will has already received it. And now, imagining that divine energy rising up into the heart and opening your heart to the truth of the words, we have one heart. Our heart is a divine heart, a heart that is willing to love and willing to serve. To receive divine will is to serve. For every being who brings divine will into their lives is doing a service to humanity. Thinking of the divine will energy at the will and the divine heart energy at the heart, and imagining those energies rising up into the Ajna center. Feeling the energy of your Ajna center already activated by the crown chakra energy on the rainbow white light of the central pillar. So feel the openness, the energy of the Ajna center. And feel it radiating outward from you in all directions. The power of thought cannot be underestimated. Accessing that divine energy as it rises up into the Ajna. Allowing that experience one mind. Our mind is a divine mind. A mind that sees through love, pure vision. And now, going to allow our minds to rise, following the light generated by your whole beingness, and imagining you are creating a volume of light, adding to that central pillar of rainbow white light, extending as far up as you can imagine, and bringing the light from the Ajna up. We are the three, going farther up, minds, as far up as you can imagine, united, willed to act, will to act, letting the light descend down into the ashna, electrifying it. I would like for you now to turn in your mind to the stairway on the right. Turn in your mind and look, for it's there. Pay close attention to how this stairway looks as you begin to climb up it to ascend. You climb easily and effortlessly up that staircase, going up and up and up until you reach a doorway. And you open it, and it swings inward easily and effortlessly. And you enter a world of light. Where the pillar of rainbow white light becomes a rainbow bridge of light. Noticing a gentle breeze that flows through your beingness, purifying it, energizing it. And you walk slowly onto the bridge. And there, in the middle of the bridge, is a being of light. And you bow to the being of light, this beautiful, clear, crystal clear light. And as you raise your head, you feel a beam of light entering the very top of your being and shooting out in all directions. And then a second beam of light from the center of this being of light to your heart center. And allowing yourself to experience the love your soul has for you. Let it permeate your being in all your cells and atoms, filled with love. A deep, abiding, wise love for you. And finally, the will center, comes to you the word surrender. Soul is asking you to surrender your personality will. And to replace it with soul's will. just allow this concept, this idea, this request, this plea to allow and to put aside that personality will. Just allow the idea, just bring it into your mental fields. And now, just for a few more moments, allow yourself to receive soul's love radiating to you. Paying attention to how it looks and feels. What is the energy like, this love radiating to you? This beautiful, truthful, wise love just for you. Thank your soul for its loving energy and support. For your soul supports you in all you do for good or ill. Nothing but unconditional love for you and a steady, unwavering focus for the highest and best in all you do. And coming slowly back into the room when you are ready.